National Marriage Week is February 7th through the 14th. We have love on our mind. And not just that, just long-lasting love as well. Arlene Pellican is a spokesperson for National Marriage Week, and she's with us right now. Good morning, Arlene.
Great to be with you, Todd. Good morning.
Now, the theme of National Marriage Week this year is a pretty important one. Can you describe that for us?
The theme is pursuing a lasting love. You know, because think of it, the core need for all of us is what? To be loved, to love someone. And marriage is such a beautiful thing that God has created that we can experience that. So what's the opposite, right? If you have a love that doesn't last, well, that's not very good. And then if there's no pursuit, you kind of don't get the prize. So the whole theme is about, hey, let's keep pursuing one another in marriage, and let's understand that that lasting love is worth it. So it's a wonderful theme about the permanence of marriage, but not in a bad way, in a good way.
Right.
This is something that will really bless, protect you all the days of your life.
Yeah, not like a falling star where it burns bright for a moment and then all of a sudden it's just not there anymore, right? That happens often.
That's right.
So, Arlene, during this week, there are 8 nights of virtual events. Can you tell us about those?
This is brand new for National Marriage Week that you can go on the website at marriageweek.org. And every night between February 7th to 14th, there is a specific live stream about something about your marriage. It could be adjusting to being a parent. It could be coping with crisis. Intimacy, how to keep laughing together, how do you keep interested in each other, all these different topics. So you can just go to the website, marriageweek.org, look at those live streams, sign up for the ones that you want. They're absolutely free. So that's a wonderful resource that Marriage Week is offering this year.
Mm. Now yourself, you have been married to your husband, James, for 26 years, more than 26 years, right?
Yeah, we just celebrated an anniversary, so 26 years and going.
Now, I want to ask you about the decisions that have helped you and your husband get through all of that.
Yes, and I love how you say this, get through it. How do we get through this? And really, what we have found is, you know what, after 26 years of marriage, this has been not that hard.
Hmm.
So the question then was, okay, what has made this not that hard? So I put that in my new book, Making Marriage Easier. And it really came down to 4 decisions. The first decision was to play by the rules, that there are certain rules of marriage, rules to play the game. And if you stay within the boundaries God has given you, it's a lot easier. So not to follow your feelings, but to follow what are these rules of marriage, you know, that really help you, to guard you and protect you. The second decision is give thanks every day. And I know you're listening, you're like, okay, wow, I get it, be thankful. But no, really, like to say, if you think, I appreciate my spouse, I am grateful for my spouse, I'm grateful for the day that we met each other, if you live in that kind of gratitude, it just changes the whole shift of your home. So appreciate what you have instead of thinking, oh, I don't have this. The third decision is serve your spouse. People love this one, right, Todd? Oh, I want to serve my spouse.
Well, if it's your love language, right? But the acts of service love language.
Yes, this is the idea of asking, you know, how can I help you? What can I do for you? Instead of, what have you done for me today? You haven't done anything for me in a whole week. Like, well, I'm waiting for you. I'm always doing stuff for you. To change that, to say, wait, how can I have the heart to serve and to help my spouse? And you're probably married to a decent person who will reciprocate that over time. And then the last decision is decision 4, take fun seriously. And this is about how this isn't just like an extra, you know, like, yeah, we got everything done and yeah, we kind of have fun.
Right.
This is like, no, it's important to have fun, because if you do not ever have fun together, then you're going to think, wait, this is all bills and problems and conflict, and this is not what I signed up for.
Right.
And a really easy way to solve that is to make sure you prioritize fun. So leave money in the budget for that concert, for that sporting event, for that vacation, for that dinner out. Like, those are not frivolous things. They are important things. And of course, you can have a lot of fun without spending money. You can watch comedy together. You can, you know, you can find the things amusing that you once did when you were dating. So be intentional about having fun.
All right, so point us all in the right direction. Where's the hub for all of this happening?
Yes, go to marriageweek.org, marriageweek.org, and you will find the live streams. You will find a link for my book, Making Marriage Easier. And when you click that Making Marriage Easier, I've got free resources like date night ideas, and then the book will help you with your social media.
All right, Marriage Week is February 7th through the 14th. And Arlene Pelicane is a top marriage and parenting author and speaker and a national spokeswoman for National Marriage Week. Thanks, Arlene.
Thanks so much, Todd. Great to be with you.